fit me, tailor made, love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you nibble on my ear, the only words I wanna hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya, ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito.
It's Alexis's song of summer, Despacito.
Yeah, that's right. You feel it?
No, I don't feel it at all. I feel mediocrity. Me too. We're continuing to talk to you with Ask Us Anything. We have a couple people standing by. 651-641-1071. What have you always wanted to ask us? Maybe a pop culture question, a movie recommendation, something behind the scenes, like something about the making of the show, whatever you want. We love talking to you. We don't talk to you enough, so this is our chance to open up the phone lines and say, hey, what's going on? We're also getting some great Twitter questions. We'll get to those as well. Ryan Perpich, Lex and the Cities, and Jason Matheson. Let us know if you can't get to a phone, but we love talking to you. So let's get back to it. A little Ask Us Anything. Deborah's been waiting a very long time, so let's get right to her. Deborah, thank you first for holding. What's your question, sweetie?
No problem. Morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Great.
How are you?
Good. The question is, you guys were talking about Ryan's age. If
yes.
you could go back to that age, at 24, what would you tell yourself?
Good question. Lex?
24, huh? I would say to be increase your gratitude. Just look around you and just be grateful for what you have. You can't control everything. And mostly it's my parents. I did not realize how lucky I was or am to have them. That would be the thing. And to also not ruminate on how others feel about me or how I think they feel about me or that other people have said about me, you know, to either move on or just feel what you feel. But, you know, learn, they show you who they are, right? The first time. And you have to just believe
that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. And then, Deborah, for me, you know, 24 was a really exciting year for me because I had just moved here and literally kind of started a brand, not literally, I mean, not kind of, literally starting a brand new life. And I would tell myself back then, don't worry. Like, it'll all be good. It'll all work out. So, yeah, that's what I would say to 24-year-old Jason. Just don't be in such a rush. Just it'll all work out. And there's a reason for the timing for everything. Actually, yeah, that's really what I would say.
Yeah.
There is a reason for the timing. So, yeah, that's what I would say.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
That too. I'm saying that to my 43-year-old self.
We're still
42
telling
year old
ourselves
self.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, it's hard to say when you're 53.
Oh.
Exactly. Deborah, thank you for holding, sweetheart. Thank you for your question. We have a couple more callers standing by. Let's take a Twitter question.
Sure.
And let's see here. Let's do this one. Have Kelly writes in, have you guys figured out what your Minnesota State Fair t-shirt will be?
So, yes.
Yes. Lex?
It's purple. We know this. And it's going to say, hey, girl, hey, across it again.
Yep.
It's been, what, 2 years now that we've, 3 years that we've
three
worn
years.
That shirt?
3 years.
Yeah. So it's a good one. So we're just going to stick with that.
People love them, and they sell out every year. So it's, hey, girl, hey, 2017. So that's what we're going to do. Let's go to Ryan. Who's next? Who do we have?
Well, I mean, I guess it's up to you here.
Let's go to Kim.
Okay.
Let's go to Kim. Kim, what's your question? Welcome to the show.
Well, first, I love both of you guys. I have
listened
to you for 7 years on many, many journeys.
Thank you, sweetie.
And I just wanted to give a shout-out / a question. I love Hubbard Broadcasting and everything that all of you guys do. There is a young man that was kind of spotlighted with Jeff Ballion a couple weeks ago. I do advocacy work for many of the treatment centers, including Hazelden, which you guys also, as a station, really support.
Mm-hmm.
And this young man is a paraplegic that we are really championing behind here in Minnesota. He desires to stay in Minnesota, finish his treatment, and ultimately become a counselor. And the news story, it reads like the potential of a movie. This young man absolutely inspires me. So There's my question. There's a hot potato.
I don't get the question. What's the question, though?
The question is, if you guys could take a look at this news clip and then potentially kind of share it because
got it.
Yeah,
okay.
The serendipity of all the news stations that you guys, you know, work with, and it's with Hazelden. It's just a great story.
Totally. I will look at it, especially because since I know Jeff. So we will. Thank you, Kim. We'll look at it. Thank you, sweetie. Let's go to Jonathan on line three. Ask us anything. Jonathan, what's your question?
Good morning, Alexis. How are you doing?
It's been a long time since we've talked to you, huh, Jonathan?
I know. How are you, Jason? Good morning.
We let him out of detention on one of your days off.
All
right, Jonathan,
so
what's your question?
I have a really valid question, and maybe you can answer the question, because it's been driving me crazy for, like, months, okay? Yeah. And hello from the girls at Starbucks across the street, by the way.
Okay, good, good, yes.
My question is, with the repeat mode that you guys used to go straight through for 3 hours from 5 to 9, blah, 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 you know, it'd always be like one topic after the other, blah, blah, blah. Well, in recent months, I've noticed that you all have gone to like an hour at a time with the same repeat of the topic of a story or of a whatever you're doing, like a bit. Why did you decide to go to that way instead of going straight through with a bunch of topics?
Oh, so why are we repeating some stories within the hour or from hour to hour?
Yes.
Okay. Jonathan, we thank you for listening straight through, but you're not the typical listener.
Yeah.
Typical listeners listen for 8 to 12 minutes at a time. So we have to hit the biggest, you know, what's popping right now in pop culture. So we have to hit it multiple times. So if someone's just coming in, they'll hear it.
Okay, well, I was just curious.
That's a good question.
I'm just questioning it because it was seriously because, like, you know, I've listened for a long time, and it was just like, well, it was such a switch where people were like, well, what do they do that for, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I don't know the answer, kids. Yeah, call in and find out.
Yeah, it's a typical question, but, it's atypical to listen for like hours on end straight through. So to serve the biggest portion of the audience, like that's why, you know, birthday pranks and second chance are repeated in the 7 and then the 8 o'clock, because the largest swath of that audience is the audience that we have at 7 is very different from the audience that we then get at 8:30, especially for us as the morning show and for Lori and Julia with the, you know, we're the commuting shows. So the people that are listening at 7 o'clock, the vast majority of them are out of their car and at work by the
really?
Time.
Okay, well, I'm just curious.
No, it's a great question.
No, it's actually a great question.
By the way, girls at Starbucks, quit shaming me when I get nice.
Okay, hang up on him. See, we're going to put you back in detention. It's just, my goodness. It's like dealing with a squirrely ferret. You know, it's like you pet it and you treat it nice, and then it turns around and it bites you, and then it gets rabies. That's Jonathan. My goodness. We'll do a couple more. Ask us anything. Sarah writes in, if money wasn't an issue, you two, what would you be doing? Lex?
Oh, it'd be art for sure. Or being a panda. I'd just be a panda and just hang out with pandas. No, I would do art. I'd maybe something in fashion, something like that.
Yeah.
Photography. I was, you know, you were a theater kid in high school. I was way into photography, black and white photography. Still love it. And Monday I hope to go back to it. But that was, I mean, I actually went to college to be a photojournalist. And that's when my professor said, hey, have you thought about broadcast journalism? I don't know if it was my voice. I don't know what it was. But then, you know, I went down that road. But eventually, I'd like to go back.
Yeah.
Jace?
Money doesn't. Yeah. I mean, money isn't a motivation. Money is a great byproduct of this job. But it's not kind of the guiding force. Having said that, if this is my standard answer, and I mean this, I would, and this has nothing to do with money. If I wasn't doing this, I would love to be like a third grade teacher which is funny. If you know me, like my sister-in-law, my husband and I have this I think, unfair reputation that we don't like kids and we are afraid of kids. And that honestly couldn't be further from the truth.
No.
I've always wanted to be like a third grade teacher. And yeah, it is. It's funny. In our family, people think that we like we do not like children. And it's a joke. It's like, no, no, no. You know, but no, I third grade teacher. Oh. If nothing, if there was no other considerations. Absolutely.
Oh, that would be fun.
Absolutely. Let's go. Let's do one more. Okay. Let's go to Becca on line one. Becca, what's your question? Welcome to the show.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hi.
I have a question for, well, for both of you, but more for Alexis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I really miss Randy and the Animal Kingdom. Are you guys ever going to bring the Animal Kingdom back?
Oh, Randy, my red stag. I don't know if we've been feeding him. Jason.
We do. He's very, Becca, we had budget cuts about a year ago. B. Arthur cut our budget, and we couldn't afford feed for Randy, our red, no, all kidding aside.
Oh.
No, we do bring it back, not in segment form, but Lex can speak to this too. When when Lex sees an animal story that she is like, today we have the panda story, we do it, we just do it, we don't like package it into like a 10-minute segment anymore. It's spread around. If Alexis has a store, you know, because Alex, you know, right, Lex?
Right.
I mean,
yeah. Maybe at some point, if there's a heavy animal story day, Randy will come out. But I do miss doing that too. So that's a great question. At some point,
I'd love for you guys to do a throwback every once in a while. Anyway, if I miss Randy,
yeah. Totally. We'll do it just for you, sweetie.
Yes.
We'll do it just for you. Yeah.
Thank you,
everybody. We appreciate all the questions. Very, very, very good. Someone wrote too on Twitter, Mr. Scott, what advice do you have for someone who wants to get into radio? And they put a funny little gif of Mickey Mouse of the radio. I don't know about you, Lex. I'll say what I, and we get this question a lot from parents who, you know, their kids want to have, do internships and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's changed. I've heard it's changed a little bit. I brought this up, and my friend Cindy, our good friend Cindy, who listens to us, said it's a little bit different. She's in HR. But I would say for me back in the day, and again, I'm old, but I always told people, I absolutely get an internship. I hear they're not as important anymore in some industries. However, I'm telling you, for our industry, they're really important because it really is who you, it sounds like a cliche, but it is who you know, and it's the connections you make. Let me give you an example. My TV producer, my TV show producer, I have an executive producer, I have a show producer. The show producer's named Carl. Carl was an intern at Fox 9, was Trish Van Pilsum's intern, and then he was my intern about 10 years ago.
Yes.
And then when he applied for a job here, my bosses remembered him and he went to the top of the pile.
Yes.
Now he could have blew it in the interview. But what I'm saying is when bosses get tired, girl. And when they have to flip through 4,000 resumes, if there is a name that rises, it's like, remember such and such. I'm telling you. There is an advantage.
They want to go the path of least resistance in many ways, that you're a known quantity.
Yes.
Or if you have great recommendations from someone who you maybe were an intern or that you spent time with and they know your work ethic, that recommendation really will also help go the distance as well.
Yeah. Ryan, and you're younger, by the way, Ryan filling in for Dawn, if you just tuned in, we're wrapping up our Ask Us Anything segment. Ryan, you're younger. Would you agree with that?
I did several internships. I mean, you got to work for free for a while if you want to get in this business. And it just shows that, you're passionate about it and you're not just screwing around. Like, you can't just, it's not just about a job. Like, you got to, like, show that you're committed.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, too, podcasting is so hot right now.
Someone asked about that.
If you are thinking, I want to be a host, I think it's just a great idea. Just take your phone or a little recording device and just host a show and just see how it goes. See how you sound. Maybe send it to someone to listen to. That might be another way to kind of get in. You can really do a lot of your own publishing of your podcasts as long as, you know.
True.
Get people out there, put it on iTunes.
Yeah. And practice, like it seems willy-nilly. And, and this show is willy-nilly. But practice, like get a list of topics and get a friend and practice, like, you know, transitioning from one thing to another and flow and like, okay, we're going to talk about Kim Kardashian. And then kind of you have to get the instinct of, okay, when do we move on? Like, when is that conversation over?
Yeah.
And then when do we move on? And then what do we move on to? Do we go to this? Do we go? It's like a quarterback. I don't know. I've never played football, but you know what I mean? You have to practice. This all looks very, very easy.
We do have a plan for the show. We do. Work this out in a grid.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. Yeah, just practicing.
Yeah, get the rhythm.
Yep.
There we go. Great questions, everybody. Thank you. We always love talking to you. When we come back, Ryan will have the entertainment headlines and the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Dirt Alert time right here on Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm Jace with Lex and producer Ryan filling in for Dawn. And Ryan's actually now filling in for Elizabeth in the Dirt Alert. What do we have, Elizabeth? What do we have, Ryan? So many people.
A
fill-in within a fill-in.
Yes, that's right.
Very meta. Yeah. All right, so this is a both a local and a celebrity story, but I think I mentioned it and you've probably heard it, but Peter Frampton had a bit of an incident last night at Treasure Island.
And I think it was over the weekend. Don't mean to interrupt you, but I think it was over the weekend.
Well, it's been updated. The story has been updated since. But it's been reported that he stopped a show and became unhappy with the live video screen displaying shots of fans. They're just, you know, the fans, people who come out to see this old guy, you know, that they've been probably been fans their whole life. And he got upset when they were holding up his old albums. Frampton Comes Alive. Everyone has that album. You have it in your basement somewhere. Your parents have. Everyone has Frampton Comes Alive.
Yeah.
And then I'm in You.
Yes.
Those are great. And then he freaked out and apparently looked right at the camera, gave a two-word expletive. So I think we can use our imagination as to what that might be. But not good optics for Mr. Frampton here. You know, you usually think he's just such a nice guy. And just I know him personally. I know Frampton, not personally, but... I wish, but I know my mom is a huge fan of Peter Frampton, and the first one I got introduced to his music was she was having her 40th birthday party, and they're going to go see Peter Frampton at the Medina Ballroom, and so all these just drunken adults were at my house, so I had to go across the street to the neighbor's place, so I wouldn't, you know, imitate their behavior at all by any means in the future. Well, that didn't work out, but
literally, I'm going to interrupt you again.
Please.
I literally just, my stomach fell out of my body hearing when your mother was 40. Like, I could have birthed you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make it about me.
I'm sorry for being bored, Jason.
The fact that I could have birthed, I mean, not me personally, but I mean, I could have a kid your age. Okay, go ahead. Ryan, continue.
Peter Frampton, I guess he released a tweet here. We'll read a little bit of it. I've been crafting my live show for decades. I'm always working towards it being the best possible performance we can give to entertain you, the audience. Because I love what I do, I care an incredible amount about the quality of the music I give to my fans every night. My band and I follow a carefully written script every show with moments to go off musically and take it to a new, different place. I don't ever play the same thing twice because I'm creating something new, blah, 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 blah.
Overreacted.
I don't know what his deal is. Like, he hasn't had to write a song for, 30 years now.
Yeah.
He's just been living off Frampton Comes Alive. So, yeah, a little freak out, but that happens, I guess, in the music biz.
Yeah, you know, you want the performance to be a certain way, and he's a perfectionist, and then, you know, I get it. You get very, you know, you're in the middle of a performance, and something doesn't go right, and you're like, arr!
Yeah, I guess.
And he lost his cool. You know,
apparently.
Lost his
cool. So I know I was giving the old-timers credit because, last time, because of Justin Bieber canceling his show. But now, yeah, you've heard the rumors of that he's starting his own church for Justin Bieber. That's why he canceled his tour.
Is that true?
I doubt it.
It's not.
He's denying it. He's denying reports. And they're now, so these are all just rumors at this point. And now some are saying that it's because that ticket sales were not as high as he would like them to be. So
I don't believe that either.
I don't know. It's like, what? Yeah, so you're going to sell out and maybe not sell out, but sell most of the show, and that's why you're going to cancel?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well, I love it. TMZ caught him. He was like, I think at CVS or something across from his condo in Beverly Hills. And he was walking back all by himself. And TMZ's like, are you doing this because of Jesus? And Justin looked at him like, what? He's like, the TMZ guy's like, are you doing this for religion? And he goes, no, you guys know why I'm doing this. Not that there's anything wrong with, not that there would be anything wrong with that, but he looked at the photographer like, what are you talking about? Jesus has nothing to do with this. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't get it. So think of what you will, whatever you think of, that's why Justin Bieber's not touring anymore.
I wonder what would be in his list of beliefs.
I don't know. Oh.
I don't know.
Party hardy, maybe?
Yeah.
Who knows? And I'm excited about this. The creator of The Simpsons is doing new show for Netflix. Matt Groening, that's how it's pronounced. I know some people have trouble with that because it's G-R-O-E-N-I-N-G.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
New animated show for Netflix. It's called Disenchantment, and it takes place in a crumbling medieval kingdom called Dreamland. And Groening says that it's about life and death, love and sex, and how to keep laughing in a world full of suffering and idiots. It's almost like reality, yeah. Despite what the elders and wizards and other jerks tell you. I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to check this out.
And the main character is a hard-drinking princess named Bean, voiced by Abby Jacobson from Broad City. Oh!
Okay, cool.
I like her. How about that?
I like when you're surprised by your own. Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Like, Ryan's like, oh, yeah, I like her.
I put it together. Yeah. I put it together here. Like, yeah, she's cool. She's funny. So there's going to be 20 episodes on Netflix, and it's going to premiere sometime next year. And you know, that's quality with Matt Groening. He's been doing it right for a while now.
Yes. That's cool. He's another project going.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Very, very creative.
As if he hasn't had enough money, you know.
Exactly. He needs more. His great, 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 great grandchildren need more money. That's right. Thanks, Ryan. For more on these stories, go to mytalk1071.com. While you're there, don't forget to get tickets to our cat video festival. Use keyword cat. We'll be back after these messages, everybody.
Take both of our souls and intertwine. When it comes to you, don't be blind. Watch me speak from my heart. When it comes to you, comes to you.
8:32. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis.
A spaceship right now.
This is a banger.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like the Gravitron. Another. Remember that ride?
Yeah. I had a relative that got sick on that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So.
Looks like a Simon Says.
Yeah. It's horrible. Anyway. Mm. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything soft jams. I'm Jace with Lex. Ryan filling in for Dawn. Hey, a little bit of breaking news. You're going to see this a lot. You know, we don't cover stuff like this usually, but we do cover breaking news when it happens. Big news out of Washington. President Trump just tweeted about 5 to 7 minutes ago that he is barring transgender individuals from serving, quote, in any capacity in the U.S. Armed Forces. Big, big story. You'll be hearing a lot about it today on your local and your national newscast. So just wanted to let you know that just happened because there was a cut in and big, 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 big. So there we go. And then that's all I'm going to say about that. I will. Yeah.
I feel like weeping right now.
Yeah. So there we go. So look for more on that today on KSTP. There we go. Coming up on 8:34 right now. Oh, I could not fall asleep last night. I tossed and turned and
Why?
I don't know. I could not shut my mind off last night. You know those nights where it's just,
you know, I have that problem too.
Yeah. And you try and you try and you try. And it's just,
I'm trying not to eat potato chips is what my problem is.
And then there's pressure to fall asleep and eat potato chips.
Right.
And not eat potato chips.
You know, not have a late night snack.
Because,
you know, I never pick healthy choices at that time. It's, yeah.
Yeah, no. So,
I try to just drink water. That just doesn't do it.
No, it doesn't. No. We were eating chips on Saturday night. We were having kind of a late night. And I'm not kidding. One of our favorite dips you can get it at Cub, is Top the Tater. Oh, have you ever had that?
Geez.
No, what is that?
Oh,
are you kidding?
I've never had that.
Alexis.
Is it sour cream and onion?
Well, they have that flavor. They also have a buffalo. Ryan, have you tried the buffalo?
Yes. There's two tubs in my fridge right now, the original and then this buffalo flavor.
Lex, look this up immediately. Oh, okay. My talkers, I haven't named it Ab Fab yet.
Absolutely fabulous.
Topper toppers.
Top the tater.
Top the tater. I have to give credit where credit's due. My friend Jen brought this one weekend to the lake. And she's like, okay, you're going to say you're welcome as soon as you're done with this. And she brought the chips. We opened it up right there and boom, I'm not kidding.
Gone.
It's a Kemp's product.
Yeah, it's local. It's local.
I saw Moses. I did in the face of that potato chip.
There's old family movies of me eating this. Like I'm, 2 years old. And I'm just like gobbing like pretzels and just like scoop. There's way more dip than pretzel.
Yeah. Do you want a pretzel with that dip?
An uncomfortable amount of dip, but it's never not been in my fridge.
It's so good. There's chive and onion, Top the Tater, sour cream. And then, the buffalo is the buffalo. I didn't think I would like because I don't like all buffalo things. But girl, Lex, you'll never have another dip.
I can't believe it.
Right, Ryan?
I can't believe she hasn't had it.
Where have I been?
I don't know. And you love chips.
I do. That's my
weakness.
Achilles. Yeah.
What is your go-to dip, Lex?
Oh, well, I usually just get like a dip? Flavored chip. Yeah. I like sour cream and onion chips. Lay's.
Oh, then Lex, you're gonna B. Arthur's listening. Have you had Top the Tater? Lex, if you like sour cream and onion chips, you will love the dip.
Yeah,
you'll pass out.
Yum.
The unmistakable green tub. It's been in that for as long as I know. Yeah, seriously.
Okay. I was just introduced to it this year. I had no idea. A, it's local, and B, it's been around for a while.
Yep.
But my goodness,
best.
Mm. I will never eat another dip. It's so good.
How do we get here?
Craving chips at midnight.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
The train of thought has many stops.
Yeah.
In the morning show.
my talkers are agreeing with us. Robin Ullman writes in, all caps, Top the Tater, the best.
Mm.
Dasha writes in, Top the Tater is the best. Don't even need anything to dip. Grab a spoon, she writes.
That's how I feel about spinach artichoke dip. Sometimes I don't even need a chip or bread or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. You guys don't like spinach artichoke dip?
Artichokes freak me out.
Well, I do, but...
What?
But I,
weird.
I like it, but I can't just eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I need it dipped in something.
Oh, Trader Joe's also has an artichoke antipasto. Oh, that I just eat by the spoonful, too. Mm.
Oh,
so good.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Oh, and they're olive dip. It's not a dip. It's like an olive, what do you call that when they crunch up all the olives?
Paste.
Like a paste, kind of, but it's crunchier.
I know what you're talking about.
Tapenade.
Tapenade. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's really good, too.
Mm. Okay, Ryan, now, and Lex.
And the truffle brownies. Oh, yum.
Tracy writes into us. We're talking about Top the Tater, a local product. It's an Ab Fab. We just named it.
Yes. She said, try it.
She said, Tracy writes, try the Top the Tater on a chilled dill pickle.
Oh yeah.
Calm down. Calm down. You got a little.
Yeah.
That was a little mervy pervy right there, Lex. You got a little. Got a little excited about that, Lex.
A room temperature pickle won't do. It's got to be chilled.
There's Alexis's heartbeat right now, thinking about dipping the chilled dill pickle in a Top the Tater.
Yum. Yeah. Dip a pickle in anything. Yum.
Wow. Not anything. I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much anything.
I can't
think of something that's not good to dip a pickle in.
Oh, I can. There's a lot. I'm being judged right now by Wanda. She writes on Facebook, Top the Tater. OMG, where have you been, people?
I know.
I've just never. Alexis hasn't tried it.
I haven't. I'm sorry.
She's lived here longer than me.
It's not American. I know.
I've been eating my whole life.
Twin Cityan.
Yeah.
Old Dutch pretzels, top the tater. Can't get more Minnesotan than that, I tell you.
Yes, okay. Today's the day. I'm going to try that.
You will. Your life will be changed, and I'm not kidding. Believe me, I'm not leading you down the cotton candy blizzard path. There is no doubt in my mind.
Salty savory is always the way to go.
Yeah. I would bet the farm that you will love it. So, okay. Yeah, get thee to a grocery store, and you'll love it. Yeah. Okay. Someone else writes in, JB writes in, Doritos and Top the Tater has been a staple at my girls' weekend for years. I don't know about
that. The problem with that is that the dust gets stuck in the dip, and then it's like if you don't want to dip Doritos in there, then dip something else in there. It tastes like Doritos. And
right. Well, what is the original Top the Tater? Is it just sour cream? Or is there a flavoring in it?
I believe it is. Yeah. Isn't it just sour cream?
It's just like I think it's the sour cream and onion kind of flavor. Yeah. Mm. And then Ann writes in, we put the Top the Tater on our cucumber salad with onions.
Oh.
Okay. Yum.
Yeah. A lot of things. People are making a lot of things with the old Top the Tater. So someone else said Top the Tater and Doritos. Hungry.
Oh, yeah, but Cool Ranch.
Oh, yeah, but that would complement each other.
God, we're hungry. Can you tell?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
We're also hungry for cats, and I mean,
cat videos. We're hungry for cat videos.
We're hungry for cat videos. I mean, we're not going to put Top the Tater on kitties. No, that's not what I mean, ladies and gentlemen. We're hungry for cat video tickets, video festival tickets. Lex, how do they get those tickets?
MyTalk1071.com. Type in keyword cats. You can buy your $10 tickets there. We hope to see you. It's August 8th. At THS Field. It's going to be so much fun, just like last year. And a big thank you to David and the team at First Equity and Luther Nissan Kia of Invergrove.
There we go.
Yes.
Just put in keyword cat.
We'll have music, fireworks, food, beer.
Strippers.
Cat videos. Stripper cats.
Yeah. No, you're not really going to. Because inevitably there will be someone that will come to the... Where's the strippers at?
Yeah.
Where's the strippers? 8:42, we'll be back right after this.
So rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby, don't you cry. Somebody's got you, rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby, don't you cry. Rock-a-bye, no.
Rock-a-bye, rock-a-rock-a-rock-a-bye. Rock-a-bye, rock-a-rock-a-rock-a-bye. Single mom, what you doing out there? Facing the hard life without no fear.
What have I done? Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis, I have opened the Top the Tater floodgates.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Sure looks like
Jason,
it.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1. I'm Jason with Lex. Dawn continues to enjoy some vacation time. Our friend Ryan is here. Donna Marley coming up next. We'll be joined by Marley in just a little bit. 8:48 on the dot. So we're getting even more recipes, ideas for Top the Tater. I mentioned it just off the cuff a few minutes ago. I had never had it. A friend of mine brought it to the cabin one weekend, and now we are obsessed. We went through like a bag of chips at like 11 o'clock on Saturday, and we finished off a tub of the buffalo Top the Tater even blinking. It was like...
yum.
So people are tweeting us. Samantha writes, Top the Tater is a Thursday staple in our office. Mm. And then Dawn writes in, add a spoonful of Top the Tater into scrambled eggs.
Whoa.
Yum.
Okay.
She says it makes the eggs creamy and delicious.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
wow.
See, Lex, people are passionate about this dip.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Buy some today.
Nancy Spencer writes to us, Top the Tater plus Old Dutch Ripple Chips equals Minnesota crack.
There we go.
Yeah. She says, Alexis, try it at your own risk. It leads to my cabin weight gain every summer. Yeah,
ooh.
I can see that. I believe, like I said, Saturday, we looked like Cookie Monster. It was just, you know.
It's too easy. It's too easy.
It's too easy. It's so good. You cannot stop eating. Like, you just keep going and going and going and going. Yeah, it's amazing. So what are you going to do today, Lex? What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm absolutely picking up some Top the Tater in multiple varieties.
Yeah. You should, Lex, see if you can do this, if you have time.
Yeah.
Get some and then try it live on the show tomorrow.
Oh, okay, let's do that. All right.
Yeah, get a couple
so
flavors.
Just resist? Oh, I'll
resist.
Try.
I can bring them in. I have some fresh tubs at my house.
Will you, Ryan?
I could save Lex a trip here.
Yeah, because I might be tempted to try it if it's in my fridge.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, I'll bring them. I think I have both varieties. I don't know if we're saving them for the cabin this weekend, but it's for a good cause. It's for a good cause.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you. Oh. We're going to top the tater tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. And I guess Top the Tater has an official Twitter account, and they are now following us. Yeah, Top the Tater, yes. Oh, that is so funny. That is hysterical.
I'm going to follow them.
Yeah, it's just Top the Tater. Yeah.
What does Dip have to tweet about?
I don't know.
Oh, telling someone else how to dip is unacceptable. Yeah. Don't ever be a backseat dipper.
Just don't double dip.
Hey. After a few cocktails, I don't care if there's double dipping, if it's Top the Tater.
That doesn't really bother me that much.
Oh, you two are sick.
What?
Double dipping? I'm like, meh. Okay.
So with your family, like your lady, as you refer to her, your lady friend,
well,
Ryan?
Well, see here, we got ice cream the other day, me and her, and, you know, ice cream cones, so we're all licking this, licking the ice cream, and she's like, oh, you want one? And you want to lick on mine? I was like, no, I'm good. And then she's like, can I have some of yours? I'm like, no. And you guys are, you know, this is the same day where you're like, yeah, I'd lick that dog's tongue with would you rather. See, that's my deal. Like, I'm good. I'm a little,
you're
little,
good?
Little Jerry Seinfeld on that. It's like, nah, I'm fine. I don't need a lick.
Yeah.
I don't care at all. I'm with certain people. I don't know, like, I wouldn't with B. Arthur, but like Colin, of course I will. Yeah.
I'm a little bit of a germaphobe.
Yeah. Oh, are you?
A little bit. Just a little bit. A little bit.
Okay. Fun fact for about Ryan. Yep. Is Marley here? Do we have the big ones?
I don't see her. Unless she snuck in. Nope.
Lex, is she in the room?
Nope, I don't see her in here.
Should I give a holla?
Yeah.
Yeah, give a holla.
Right. Holla, holla,
Lex,
holla.
Are you enjoying the new chairs? Lori and Julia and Colleen made my talkers. You don't give a rat's rear about this, but you probably heard Lori and Julia complain about the chairs over the years.
Oh,
we finally got new chairs. New chairs in the studio, and you would have thought B. Arthur brought in a unicorn into the station yesterday. People were so excited for these chairs.
It makes such a difference.
Are you comfortable?
Those other ones, I don't even know how old they were, but I can't even explain some of the stains that were on it. Or even describe it.
Well, that took a turn. That just took a really gross turn.
These ones are meshy and adjustable. Very nice. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah.
Thanks, B.
Thanks, B. Arthur.
And they're all
the best.
Uniform, too. Like, it looks good.
They're so
good.
Before
it was a mishmash of who knows where these chairs came from and how old they are. They were geriatric.
And now we have matching ones.
Yes.
That's right. Do we have her? Is she here?
I believe so.
The one, the only, Marley Bigelow McMillan.
Good day.
Hey, girl.
Good day,
Marley. Let's bring you before. Let's get your teas out of the way because I don't want to rush your teas. So tell everyone real quick, what do you have coming up on your show?
Okay, right at 9:15, we are going to do three things we just learned about Robert Pattinson.
Oh yeah.
They include Pern, Valium, and the fact that he was expelled. We'll tell you why. Again, right at 9:15.
Right there.
Interesting
Very
stuff.
Very nice. Yes.
Who's your musical guest?
Miranda Lambert.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Great get.
Yeah.
Now, Marley, have you ever had, we just named this an AbFab item.
Great.
We want to bring you into this conversation as we like to do toward the end of the broadcast. Have you ever had Top the Tater?
No.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, we're going to taste test this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's a dip. Marley, do you enjoy the dip with chips?
I do.
Okay.
Good answer.
Who doesn't?
Of course. So, anything with tater in it, I'm down.
Oh, Biggles. Believe me, I'm with you. I had not tried it until about 3 weeks ago when a friend brought it to the cabin, and it changed our life. It's the best dip. You will have no other dip in your life when you try this.
What do you do with the dip, Jace? Do you put it on your tater? Do you have a potato?
I spread it on my chest.
You can put it.
No, I use like for potato chips. Potato chips.
Oh, got it.
Or pretzels. Don't leave out pretzels.
Yeah. Or pretzels. Or Ryan likes it with pretzels.
Someone tweeted us she likes to eat it on a crisp dill pickle.
Crisp dill
Doesn't
pickle.
That sound good?
Only a crisp crispy.
Crispy. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cold.
Not, but no, so Biggles, Ryan there is going to bring some in tomorrow.
Yeah. Right.
And we're going to do a taste. We'll get you in on this.
Okay.
And you can try Top the Tater for the first time on the show tomorrow.
I'm down.
And I guarantee you, Marley, you will go to no other dip after this.
What is the flavor of the dip? Because I'm a real French onion dip kind of guy.
It is.
There we go. There we go.
There we go, Bigglesworth. That's all you need. That's what we're going to give you tomorrow.
Mm.
I mean,
really?
There's other flavors, but you're not going to go to any. I promise. It'll be the end of story. Period on the end of the sentence. Yeah.
Okay.
What vehicle would you prefer? Chips or pretzels or both?
Chips.
Marley?
Chips, please.
Chips. All right. We got chips.
Okay.
Tomorrow, definitely chips.
This is happening.
Our Top the Tater taste test tomorrow for Bigglesworth, and it's going to be thrilling radio, ladies.
Yeah, I haven't tried either, Mar, so.
If our ratings don't spike tomorrow, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you people.
There's nothing else we got.
That's all we have. Yeah. That's right. Stay tuned for Donna Marley. We're going to be back tomorrow unless B. Arthur fires us. And if you're a kid being bullied, go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong.
We might see you tomorrow.
We might see you tomorrow.
50-50.
And to the people that work at Cub, we're very sorry. People are coming right now for Top the Tater. Bye,
yes,
everybody.
We love you.